Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The episode of Bhajan Classroom you will be listening now was first aired on November 15th, 2012 as a live program on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony as part of our Thursday live programs from the studios of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us first offer our loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the one whose very touch purifies every cell of our body and sanctifies every impulse of our mind. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we always allow you to govern and guide our lives, so that we give you the full control of our lives and become a mere puppet in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Dear listeners, with this prayer, let's begin and move on to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, in this yet another episode of this program, we will be learning a multi-faith bhajan, which is composed in the language Hindi. The first line of this bhajan goes like this. Bhavasagar se paar utaro.
Bhavasagar se paar utaro.
Now before we move on, let me tell you something very pertinent. Since we are going to learn a bhajan which adores different names and forms of the Lord, I want to share with you what Bhagwan said during the first world conference of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations held in Mumbai in 1968. On that occasion, Baba said, I quote, repeating the name brings his grace. Sanctify every minute of your day and night with the unbroken recollection of the name. I do not want you to think that I desire this name and this form to be publicized. Baba was referring to his own form and name. I have not come to start a new cult. Know that this Sai form is the form of all the various names that man has used and uses to identify and adore the one divine. So I teach that no distinction should be made between the names. All of them are my names. Even as I say this, my mind is flooded with so many instances of devotees who have been praying to Allah or Balaji, Jesus or Krishna, Subramanya or Hanuman, and Baba answers their prayers. Basically, the cosmic consciousness is the same. It is the same colossus of goodness that everyone connects to. But each one does it through his or own channel, through one name or form, through the path that appeals to them the most. Just like God has created this beautiful world where no two men are alike. Similarly, catering to these very tastes, he has allowed us the choice to choose any name and any form. So let us take any name that we can personally connect to and be at it constantly, because consistency is the key in any field, but more so on the spiritual path. So coming back to this bhajan, Bhavasagar se has 7 lines in all. Like always, let us first become familiar with the lyrics and then we will move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of every word of this bhajan, and in the end, we will have a short conversation with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. He is someone who has been guiding the bhajan movement in the state of Andhra Pradesh for several decades now. And he has some beautiful insights to share. So that is coming towards the end of the program. And now let's begin with the lyrics.
Bhava sagar se paar utaro Sai Nath Bhagavan Allah Eshu Buddha Mahavira Sab Namo Ki Ek Hi Mahima Sarva Dharma Ke Palan Hare Sai Nath Bhagavan.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to the interesting part of learning to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments. Brother Anirudh will follow him after each line. So join Anirudh, dear listeners, and please sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Bhav sagar se par utaro,
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 Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan.
Bhavsagar se par utaro,
Bhavsagar se par utaro,
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira,
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira,
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira,
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira,
Sab Naamon Ki Ek Hai Mahima,
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 Sarva Dharm Ke Palanhare,
Sarva Dharm Ke Palanhare,
Sarva Dharm Ke Palanhare,
Sarva Dharm Ke Palanhare,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Sai Nath Bhagavan,
Bhavsagar se par utaro.
And now for those of you who are connoisseurs of music, let's discuss a little about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, fortunately, I have with me now Brother Anirudh. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Bishu brother.
So in which raga is this bhajan based, Anirudh?
This bhajan is in the rag Kedar, in Hindustani classical music, and in Carnatic classical music, it is named Hamir Kalyani. This rag Kedar is named after Lord Shiva, and it is characterized by a lot of complex turns, which is very difficult to express in words, and it is generally sung during night. The Arohana and the Avarohana of this raga goes like this.
Sa ma ga pa ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha ni da pa ma pa dha ba ma re sa.
There are some other bhajans in this raga. Some of them are
Kali Kali Mahakali Kapalini.
Then we have
Lambodara Jaya Gauri Suta.
We also have
Sai Krishna Kunja Vihari.
If we observe in all these bhajans, the starting of the bhajan is similar.
Sa ma ma ga pa a na na na.
This is the beauty of this rag.
I'm sure that is really helpful to all listeners who are interested in the nuances of music and the nuances of the composition of this bhajan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vishu brother.
Coming Sai now Ram. To the rhythm, dear listeners, this is set to the 8-beat Kairava Tal in Hindustani music or the Adi Talam in Carnatic music. And now we are familiar with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Let's proceed to the next important aspect of bhajan singing of this bhajan classroom. Let's explore the meanings of all the words in this bhajan. Because only when we do this can we imbibe the underlying feeling latent in this bhajan. So we begin with the first line.
Bhavsagar se par utaro.
Bhavsagar se par utaro.
The first word is bhava, which refers to worldly or earthly existence. The second word sagar means ocean, while the third word se means from. The fourth word par means beyond, and the last word utaro means take across. Thus the meaning of this entire line is, please take us across this ocean of worldly life. In the book Sri Satyasai Anandadai, penned by Mrs. Karunamma Ramamurthy, she mentions a revelation that Bhagwan Baba made when he spoke on the occasion of Shankara Jayanti, that is the birthday of Sri Adi Shankara. This was sometime in the 1950s. Baba on that occasion said, and I quote, "When Mahatmas, Yogis and Jnanis, realized souls, take birth in this world, they can liberate only a few as per God's command. They are like small boats which can carry small loads. They cannot carry heavy loads. But my avatar is like a big steamer, a huge carrier. I can take any number of people. I can take them across to the other bank. I am God. All of you take this opportunity to cross over when I have come. Your only job is to get on the steamer. That is all. I, the commander of this big ship, am waiting for you. In the next 2000 years, such an opportunity will not come to take you over to the other bank." Unquote. What an emphatic declaration, and what an opportunity. Only the Lord can ferry us across this vast and turbulent sea of earthly existence with all its pulls and pressures, pleasures and pains that we all are caught up with. Only the Lord can save us. And in this line, Bhavasagare se par utaro, we beseech Lord Sai to take us across the ocean of this mundane physical existence. Let's move on to the next line.
Sai Nath
Bhagavan. Sai Nath Bhagavan.
In this line, the first word is Sai. The very mention of the name brings high or comfort to so many hearts, and perhaps it needs no explanation. The second word is Nath, coming from Natha, means Lord or Master. The last word in this line is Bhagwan, which again means Supreme God or Lord. Once Baba revealed what Bhagwan really means. He said, Bha in Bhagwan stands for Srishti or creation. Ga refers to Sthiti or sustenance. And Va means Layam or destruction. He who holds these three ultimate powers, creation, sustenance and destruction, is Bhagwan. And Swami went on to add, this indeed is the subtle reality of my person. Therefore, in this line, Sai Nath Bhagavan, we extol the inexhaustible divine power which encased itself in the beautiful and charming form of Bhagwan Sri Sai Baba for us in these times. O Lord Sai, you are indeed the master of this entire universe, the reason for its existence, for its continuation and ultimate dissolution. So that is the meaning of the second line, Sai Nath Bhagavan. We move on to the next line.
अब सागर से पार उतारो
अब सागर से पार उतारो.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan which we just discussed, but let me add something more here. In the same book by Mrs. Karunama Ramamurthy, Sri Satya Sai Anandadai, she recalls how Baba once mentioned clearly that incessant chanting of God's name is sure to save us from this earthly life. Baba declared, those who adore me with an unwavering faith without aspiring for anything other than me, they can easily cross the Bhavasagara, the sea of worldly life. In fact, they will be immersed in Anandasagara, the ocean of divine bliss. The Lord can take us from Bhavasagara to Anandasagara. Therefore, as we sing this line, Bhavasagara se paar utaro, let us with unswerving faith call out to our beloved Lord Sai to take us across this ocean of worldly existence to the shore of peace and bliss that lies beyond. Let's move on to the fourth line of this bhajan.
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira.
Allah Yeshu Buddha Mahavira.
Here the first word is Allah, referring to the name in which divinity is worshipped in the Muslim faith. Once Baba told a Muslim devotee, Allah means all high or above all. That is also the meaning of Parameshwar, Parama Ishwar, the Supreme Lord. There is no difference. Baba said Allah and Parameshwar are one. He is the one who manifested himself as this Vishwa or universe. The second word of this line is Eshu, which refers to Jesus Christ. In the Christmas Day discourse of 1978, Baba says Jesus was honored by the populace as Christ, for they found in his thoughts, words and deeds no trace of ego. He had no envy or hatred. He was full of love, charity, humility and sympathy. The original name of Jesus was Isa, which when repeated, Isa, 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 Isa becomes Sai. So Isa and Sai both mean the same, both mean Ishwara or God, the eternal absolute, the Satchit Ananda, being awareness, bliss. And Baba went on to add, in the Tibetan manuscript, at the monastery where Jesus spent some years, his name is written as Isa, which means the Lord of all living beings. The third word in this line is Buddha, adored by Buddhists across the world. In a divine discourse on 30th May 1989, Baba said, Buddha was born in this sacred land of Bharat, ancient India. He declared to the world Ahimsa Paramo Dharmaha, which means non-violence is the greatest of all dharmas. He undertook penance for several years, met many noble souls, listened to spiritual discourses and studied various scriptures. But he was not satisfied. Man aspires for bliss, but how can he attain it? And Baba went on to add, where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is truth. And where there is truth, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. The path of spirituality starts with faith and ends with bliss. Bliss cannot be attained from materialistic pleasures or from people of the world. It can be experienced only when the five senses are put to proper use. This is what Baba said was the message of Lord Buddha. In fact, once in Kodaikanal, Baba created a beautiful statue of Lord Buddha, which was brown in color, tiny in size, and so beautiful. And Baba said that it was made from the Lumbini soil, the earth where Buddha was born. The last word in this line is Mahavira, referring to Lord Mahavira, the founder of the Jain religion. The heart of Jainism, like Buddhism, is non-violence, stemming from love and compassion towards all beings. Jains live by the truth that one who neglects or disregards the existence of earth, fire, water and vegetation disregards his own existence, which is intertwined with all of this. Lord Mahavira taught the Jains that there is no quality of soul more subtle than non-violence and no virtue of spirit greater than reverence for life. That is why Jains believe that the only way to save one's own soul is to protect every other soul. Therefore, the most central teaching in the heart of Jain ethics is ahimsa and also reduction or the sacrifice of the desire for material things. And that is what Baba often stresses, help ever, hurt never, and the practice of sealing on desires. So in this line, Allah, Yeshu, Buddha, Mahavir, we call out to Lord Sai using different names, each one unique in its own way. He is Allah for those who profess the Muslim faith. He is Christ for the Christian followers. He is verily Buddha for the Buddhist. And He is Mahavira for the followers of the Jain faith. Let's now move on to the next line.
Sab namo ki एक है महिमा
सब नामों की एक है महिमा
In this line, the first word is sab, which means all. The second word, namo, which is plural and it means names. The third word is ki, meaning of. The fourth word is ek, meaning one and only. And the fifth word in this line is Hai, meaning is. The last word, mahima, which means glory. Therefore, sab naamon ki ek hi mahima means all the names of God are equal in their divine glory and splendor. That is the meaning of this line. Let's now move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Sarva dharma ke palan hare
Sarva dharma ke palan hare
Here the first word is sarva, which means all. The second word, dharma, which in this context refers to religion. The third word, ke, means of. And palan hare, the last word, means protector. During his 60th birthday, Baba said, You don't have to take my picture when you start any endeavor. I do not represent just this Satya Sai Rupa or this Satya Sai form. I am universal. So just put my symbol, the Sarva Dharma symbol. That is enough. In fact, the Sarva Dharma symbol, which has in it the symbol of all the major world religions, was personally done by Bhagwan in his own hand. In fact, that is a different story by itself. But the truth is, Baba himself had drawn the Sarva Dharma symbol, which is the logo of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, as well as logo of the International Sai Organization. So Sai truly is the universal Lord, the provider and protector of all religions. There is a beautiful and profound incident narrated by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba. On one of our visits to Puttaparthi, Baba had given her a packet of vibhuti during an interview. She placed it in her purse and forgot about it over time when she went back to the USA. A few months later, when she and her husband were attending a music concert in a New York theater, for a minute she went to the ladies' room during the intermission, and there she met a Hispanic lady. And that lady asked her if she was Indian. She said yes. Then she asked if she knew Sai Baba, to which again Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram said yes. Then the lady asked her if she had some white powder. Now Geeta Mohan Ram was very puzzled. She was obviously referring to Vibhuti. And when she questioned her further, she then revealed that the lady shared with her story. What had happened was, she had an 8-year-old daughter whose kidneys had failed and that required medical aid. Now since this poor lady had no financial assistance, she had been praying fervently for help to her Lord Jesus Christ for many days. And one night, Baba appeared in her dream and told her that she would meet an Indian lady a few days later. Baba instructed her to collect the white powder from the Indian lady and give it to her daughter. In fact, the Hispanic lady was seeing Swami for the first time in her dreams, so she didn't really know who that person was. So she asked, "May I know who you are?" And Baba replied, "I am Sai Baba." When Mrs. Geeta Ram heard this amazing story from this Hispanic lady, she immediately opened her purse, gave her the vibhuti. Fortunately, it was still in her purse. She had put it there after Bhagwan had given her in the interview room, little realizing to whom it was meant and how it would serve in his mission. So without a second thought, she just handed over the packet to the Hispanic lady. And several months later, during her visit to Parthi, out of the blue, Swami called Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram and said, "The girl is fine. Both her kidneys are okay, so no surgery." Therefore, dear listeners, all the prayers reach the same source. So in this line, "Sarva dharma ke palan hare," we glorify Sai as the sustainer of all religions. Let's move on to the last line of this bhajan.
Sai Nath Bhagavan.
Sai Nath Bhagavan.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, and one profound meaning of Sai was given by Bhagwan during the inauguration of the 6th World Conference of the Sai Organization that happened on 18 November 1995. Baba said to all the devotees gathered the meaning of Sai. He said the significance of the three letters in Sai should be understood. S stands for service, A for adoration, I for illumination. These three represent karma, bhakti and jnana respectively. Baba went on to add, all these three concepts are equally important. Sai is a combination of these three spiritual paths of action, devotion and wisdom. Just as the pranava sound, the sound of Om, is made up of A, U and Ma, Sai stands for triple forms of spiritual sadhana. That is what Bhagwan declared on November 1995. And it is only in the worldwide Sai organization and Sai institution that we find people of all walks of life following diverse faiths coming together as one cohesive unit to take part in different activities. And that is one of the unique facets of the Sai organization and also of the different institutions, be it the hospitals or the schools and colleges, which bear the sacred name of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. In fact, the experience of one student from the Prashantinam campus of the Sathya Sai University comes to my mind, and this really captures the essence of this bhajan. A Muslim student who was studying in the MBA program here in Prashantinam from 2005 to 2007 was once visiting the mosque in Puttaparthi. It was the month of Ramzan, where they had prayers morning and evening. So for a few days, he was visiting this mosque in Puttaparthi, and he was getting this inner voice, something saying to him from within, "Be ready, be ready." And one day in the mosque, he met a group of Muslims who had come from Kashmir, from North India. They were not devotees of Bhagwan, they were just visitors who had come to the mosque. And when they came to know that this student was a Muslim, they started questioning him about the university and the system of education. And one of their questions was, "You are a Muslim and you are studying in a place which is not Islamic. You are studying in a society which professes worship of many gods. How can you reconcile your religion with your way of life in this place?" Then this boy, who had been in Puttaparthi for nearly 2 years by then, he said, "Dear sirs, the polytheistic nature of this place is only symbolic. The Sanatana Dharma is just like the religion of Islam, the ancient culture, the ancient spirituality of this land is just like Islam, which believes in the formless and omnipresent aspect of the Lord. There is no difference at all except in the functionalities of the religion. And he went on to add, if I have seen the true practice of Islam in its real essence in any place so far in my life, it is in this place where God is truly considered to be omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent. And that is what Islam also says. The group of people were so touched with the student's conviction. And we know how Swami has reiterated on countless occasions, I have not come to start a new religion. I only want a Hindu to be a better Hindu, a Muslim to be a better Muslim, a Christian, a better Christian. There is only one religion, the religion of love. So in this line, Sai Nath Bhagavan, we call out to our divine master Sai, who on earth, assuming the form of Sri Sathya Sai Baba, strengthens our faith and love in our own religion so that ultimately we experience the peace that connecting with God, that following the path of any religion should bestow on us. Dear listeners, with this we are now done with understanding the meaning of all the lines of this bhajan, and now we will listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen to this, please sing along once again.
Ab sagar se paar utaro. अब सागर से पार उतारो साईनाथ भगवान साईनाथ भगवान भवसागर से पार उतारो हल्लाए सु बुद्ध महावीर हल्लाए सु बुद्ध महावीर सब नामों की एक है महिमा सर्वधर्म के पालनहारे भगवान साईनाथ भगवान अब सागर से पार उतारो अल्लाह येसु बुद्ध महावीर सब नामों की एक है महिमा सर्वधर्म के पालनहारे साईनाथ भगवान भव सागर से पार उतारो.
And now in the last part of this program, let us listen to an excerpt of a conversation I had with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. This happened in the studios of Radio Sai in the month of October 2012, and he shared very useful directions that Bhagwan has given to bhajan singers and bhajan participants. So what he says is, after a lot of research, reading, as well as his own personal experience, here it is.
Therefore, if a bhajan leader has to be a successful bhajan leader and take all the devotees along with him and make the bhajan a spiritual experience, then he has to follow certain principles. That is, when you come to a bhajan, always be at least 10 minutes before the appointed time. And if you are late, sit in the last, never go to the front. Most important thing is, feel the presence of Bhagwan. Feel when you are sitting in the bhajan hall, feel that you are sitting in the presence of Bhagwan Baba in Prashanti Nilayam. Feel that every word that you sing is being heard by Bhagwan. Your singing should be a divine experience, spiritual strength and enthusiasm should be given to the devotees. And sing with expression and melody. Your singing should reflect humility, obedience, faith and surrender. Yearning, love and faith should form a firm foundation for your bhajan. And swing small and sweet bhajans which everyone can follow. So earning faith, love should form a firm foundation for your bhajan.
We started with that. You said when we started this conversation, the first requisite for bhajans is faith. And if it is for bhajans, I mean for bhajan leader, is all the more important.
Another very important thing which I have noticed in the bhajans is sometimes the bhajan leaders cannot make the bhajans a very memorable experience. Why? Because they sing bhajans which they cannot sing. Because they should be conscious that every bhajan leader cannot sing every song. Therefore, they must select a bhajan which suits their voice, range and their knowledge in music.
Correct. Many times you listen a bhajan and you think the bhajan sounds so melodious. If I sing it, it would be very nice. But even though you do not have the musical capability to sing that bhajan, you want to sing it.
Correct.
You sing it, but actually in the process, you don't do justice to that bhajan and you disservice to all.
Correct. Therefore, you should never sing a bhajan which you cannot sing. Know your own talent first. Assess your own talent first. Then select the bhajan which you can sing. And a very important thing is, many people sing some bhajans which are not sung in Prashanti Nilayam. They compose their own bhajans and sing. There is one mistake in this. See, normally bhajans which are sung in Prashanti Nilayam are not only composed by eminent musicians, but they are great devotees also. Not only their musical talent was not the basis for the composing the bhajans, it is their devotion to Bhagwan.
Correct.
Therefore,
most of them are former students.
Correct.
They have sung in front of Bhagwan, they would compose, then Bhagwan would, in the earlier days, they would sing it first in front of Bhagwan, and only when he approves it will it become a common practice to sing those bhajans.
Because they know what is required to win the grace of the Lord. They know very well. Because they have experience with Bhagwan. And in that process, what they do, the bhajan gets distorted. And people don't feel the presence of the Lord.
You compose your own bhajans and you sing.
Not that you should not compose, but hear the bhajans. If they are at the same level as those bhajans sung in Prashanti Nilayam, then only you can sing those bhajans. Not every bhajan. Not every bhajan. Therefore, sing the bhajans from the bhajanavali issued by Prashanti Nilayam. We have more than 1,500 bhajans. You have whole of your life you can sing these bhajans. Why to search for new bhajans? Another very important thing is, a bhajan leader should be first a very good follower. First of all, try to follow good bhajans and follow sincerely. Follow very sincerely. Then you know the responsibility of a follower, the difficulty of a follower. Then only, suppose a very great singer sings, suppose you cannot follow, the same exercise you should not repeat. Is it not?
Only when you are a good follower can be a good leader.
Yes. And pour your heart in the bhajan. Bhajan should emerge from your heart, not from your lips. And don't sing mechanically. Bhajan should be a spiritual experience in which you should forget yourself and the devotees also should forget themselves.
I think as you mentioned before also, if we reach that stage of meditation, if we reach that stage where we forget that we are singing the bhajan, and I think that is some measure of how much justice we have done to the bhajan and to bhajan singing.
And very important thing, in some southern states, people sing Hindi songs, Hindi bhajans. I advise them only one thing. Hindi bhajans should be sung only when you know the meaning and the correct accent of the bhajan, correct accent of the language. Sing in the correct accent of that language. That's very important.
Otherwise, the meaning might get distorted.
Yes, correct.
When you do not know the language, you'll probably make mistakes in the lyrics.
I heard one bhajan, Guru Bhagavan, Sadguru Bhagavan, Charan Hamari Lelo Bhagavan.
Oh my God.
See, what a great mistake we have done without knowing the meaning.
You're telling God, take my feet.
So, you should not sing a Hindi bhajan unless you know the meaning and accent. So, this is the, this is a very important thing that a bhajan singer should know. So, therefore, the important technicalities of the bhajan, normally a bhajan leader should know, that is shruti. That means the range in which you can sing comfortably without straining your voice. And particularly the ragam in which a composition is made. The ragam sets the mood of the bhajan. And rhythm makes your heart jump with ecstasy and expression, which will make you and the followers of bhajan feel the presence of the deity described in the bhajan and make you forget yourself with the divine experience. That expression is very important. There is one sloka in the Natya Shastra. Angikam bhuvanam yashyaha, vachikam sarvavangmayam, aharyam chandra taradi, tam namah satvikam shivam. He says, tam namah satvikam shivam. In an action, the expression is God yourself. Oh Shiva, you are the expression.
Can you explain this a little further?
Yes. Angikam bhavanam yashah. This is told in context of a dance. Angikam bhavanam yashah. Your all movements is the entire world. Vachikam sarvavangmayam. That means, whatever you are pronouncing, that is the universal literature. Aharyam chandra taradi, your makeup is the entire universal sun, stars, moon, everything is your aharyam, that is your makeup. Then what is expression? Expression is you are, my Lord Shiva, you are the expression. The expression is given so much of importance. Expression is important. So expression is called bhava. That is very important. How to sing bhajan with bhava? That's very important. There are so many types of bhava as described by Bhagavan. Shanta bhava reflects peaceful mind and love for the Lord. So, a singer should know, a bhajan leader should know that he must have love for the Lord. Another very important thing is, unless you establish a relation with God, you cannot win the grace. Mirabai thought Bhagavan, Lord Krishna was her prananadha, and Yashoda thought that Lord was her son. And the greatest feeling is Radha Bhakti, as described by Bhagavan, that you must see God in every atom, in everything that you see. That is very important. You must have a knowledge of this bhava. You establish a relation. Think that Bhagavan is your mother, your father. Establish the relation with God. Then only you can sing the song with bhava.
So that was Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao, the spiritual coordinator for the state of Andhra Pradesh. He is someone who has been conducting bhajan workshops for several years now in the state of Andhra Pradesh as well as elsewhere in India. So with this, dear listeners, we have reached the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, please do send us your feedback and suggestions for this program. You can write to listener@radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This was first aired on November 15th, 2012 as a live program on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony as part of our Thursday live programs. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.